Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on Wichita's number one sports station.
Let's get it started.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Get this started. Let's go.
We are back. Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you along. Mike Purchase with us to do our Top 10 Wednesday segment. He's going with his favorite ELO songs. Jeff with his favorite, I've forgotten, what is it?
Most famous athletes I've interviewed.
Most famous athletes you've interviewed, and I'm doing my top 10 flavors. So we'll start with Mike today at number 10 on your ELO list. We just played ELO music recently on the show. Loved every second of it. I have really bought into that band really in the last 20 years or so. So where are you starting, Mike, with number 10? Have we lost Mike?
Uh-oh. Where did Mike go?
Mike.
Evil Woman.
Max will reconnect us with Mike Furches.
I hope so.
Well, I certainly do hope so. Now let's start with you, number 10 on your athletes you have interviewed list.
Well, I wanted to cover all, I don't know, phases of my career, I guess. You know, I had I've covered a lot of different things. I've done the radio thing. So I'm going to start with some Wranglers coverage. That was early on. And I'll go Alex Gordon at number 10.
Alex Gordon. I've interviewed him. What did you like about Alex Gordon?
I don't know. He seemed like a humble guy when he got to Wichita, knowing he was the top prospect in all of baseball. He was good.
Former Royal Alex Gordon. Yeah. Mike, welcome back. What's number 10 for you on your ELO songs list?
Number 10 for me is Living Thing.
It's a living thing.
Yeah. Oh, you know we're going to get.
They're a great band.
Can't go wrong with Jeff Lynne.
Don't you really think that, Jeff? I mean, I know you're slow to come around. That's really a remarkably good band.
I'm aware. I'm not arguing that fact.
There's a tribute band coming to town, too, that sounds exactly like them.
I've got to go, Mike, and you've got to make sure you continue to remind me about that.
Okay.
What's the date of that?
That is June. Let me make sure here. I think that's June the 18th, Saturday, June the 18th.
And where's that going to be?
Temple Live. It's just to the east of the Orpheum Theater.
I've got to get to that.
Beautiful, beautiful theater.
All right. Number 10 for me on my list of flavors. This might surprise some people, this list. I've certainly got a lot of the traditional ones. Number 10 is banana.
Okay.
What do you say, okay?
Like, what's your favorite banana-flavored thing?
Banana pudding.
Yuck.
Which I'm going to probably in a year or two have a lot more of. And banana nut bread.
Two things I'm not a huge fan of.
No, those are both great. I don't like banana candy, but banana pudding, is there anything in this world better?
Well, there you go.
Banana nut bread is one of those things that periodically I've tried to like, hoping my tastes have evolved, but no, still.
I'm shocked.
I know. I want to like banana nut bread.
I don't know how you couldn't.
It's crazy.
Number nine, Jeff, for you on athletes you have interviewed.
NBA All-Star and NBA World Champion Fred VanVleet.
Oh. Well, good for you. I've interviewed him dozens of times.
Of course.
And he was always a go-to guy. These are the biggest name athletes or your favorite interview?
Biggest name.
Okay. On my favorite interviews, number one would be a surprise to many.
Well, why don't you tell us?
I don't know if it'd be number one. I'd have to really look at it. But when I covered the Shockers in the early 80s for a year or two, my go-to guy was Randy Smithson.
Well, he was obviously a very colorful guy.
Yes. Mike, what about you? Number nine on ELO's song list.
One that's not most well-known, but I really like it, Boy Blue.
That's kind of a Roman Empire sound to it.
Yeah, and it goes into a Boy Blue is back, and it changes. It changes to about three different styles, but I really enjoy the song.
Good. Number eight for me.
I got to hear those vocals.
Number nine for me, I'm sorry, on my list of flavors. And I've got a place over here near where I live called the Copper Oven, and they have a tremendous bakery. And one of their highlights is their blueberry muffin. And I'd have to go blueberry at number nine.
I don't know if blueberry is a flavor.
What?
Yeah,
I mean,
flavor.
I get blueberry muffin, but the muffin is what is
no,
the
it's
thing.
A blueberry.
I know, but it's a
have
blueberry.
Have you ever had blueberry pie?
No, of course not.
Well, it's wonderful.
It's a definite flavor. I had a strawberry blueberry salad from Brahms for lunch today. It's a definite flavor. I love blueberry as well. Yeah,
I mean,
strawberry blue.
This is what I have to do, Mike. I have to work with a guy who doesn't regard blueberry as a flavor.
But I don't know that a blueberry muffin is blueberry flavored. It's got blueberries in it.
This certainly has a blueberry flavor.
Okay, but it's got blueberries in it. So you wouldn't say a blueberry is blueberry flavored. It's just a blueberry.
Mike?
It's kind of like saying that, you know, a chocolate chip cookie doesn't really taste like chocolate because it's a cookie. That's, I don't
what?
Know.
That's not at all what I'm saying.
Great analogy. Number eight for you, Mike, on your list of ELO songs.
Showdown, another one that not a lot of folks
love
have heard
it.
Of, but I love Showdown.
Love it. And it's getting a lot of play right now on Valley Sports.
Yep.
And
they play this?
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't noticed.
One after the other with who's the actor? Gosh, I was on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. Peter Krause? I have no idea.
No.
Was he on that show?
You guys, when I need you, you're never there.
He was 6 feet under. I don't know who was on Boardwalk Empire.
I never watched Boardwalk. I think I'm out. The guy with the crazy eyes?
Yes.
I can't think of his name. I know who you're talking about.
And I've asked my wife his name countless times. And
trying
to
stump her.
I always know it. It's Steve Buscemi, for crying
Steve Buscemi,
out loud.
Yeah, Buscemi.
Okay, next. Eight on your list, Jeff.
Oh, we're going to cease being local after this one, but I had to put X-Man on there, Xavier McDaniel.
Surprised he's not higher. He's given us some of the best stuff.
Oh, he's been fantastic. He's cussed on the air a few times.
We got to get X on. I might try to get him on tomorrow.
He's paid our FCC fines, which we find very generous of him.
Number eight for me and my favorite flavors is just vanilla. How do you know, a vanilla?
That makes a lot of sense.
A vanilla ice cream cone. I'm not sure there's anything better.
You know, it's fine. But is there anything other vanilla that you eat?
Vanilla wafers?
Those are Nilla wafers. I don't know if I'd count
them. Well, vanilla.
Here's the great thing about vanilla. You can mix in other flavors with it, like peanut butter or chocolate syrup. I mean, or put a piece of vanilla, get a vanilla ice cream, put on a piece of peach or apple pie.
Nothing better.
People who hate on vanilla ice cream are just wrong.
Yeah.
It's great. It's not my first
choice, like vanilla.
But it's fantastic.
Number seven, Mike, ELO Tunes.
Another one, Can't Get It Out of My Head.
What is it?
It's a song, Jeff.
What song is it that you...
Don't try to be humorous.
You know that's funny.
Very good. Mike, did you find that remark by Jeff funny? I'm really curious.
I find it funny that Jeff keeps making them when not that many people are laughing at it, but that's beside
the point. Oh, come on, Mike.
I love it when Mike turns on you.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Number 7 for you, Jeff, on athletes that you've interviewed, the most famous.
The best in the world, CM Punk.
When did you interview CM Punk?
When the WWE came to Wichita.
How was he?
I was terrible. I had a terrible interview.
What'd you do, blow it?
I kind of blew it, yeah.
Why?
I tried to ask a question that kind of came into my mind to be a little more conversational. I just couldn't say it the way I wanted. Botched it completely.
Well, that's because you're not conversational.
Feel awful to this day.
You're not conversational.
Well, I'm glad
you've said many times you don't like small talk.
Well, it wasn't small talk. I was trying to get to a big picture question. I just couldn't say it the way I wanted. That was back when, you know, I was so nervous to talk to a guy like CM Punk that I had a list of questions.
No, that's so bad.
I should not have.
I've never had a list of
should
questions.
Should not have diverted. Yes, you have.
Never.
Jeff, if you want to hear a bad interview, actually it's not really an interview. Go back into the archives a couple of weeks and listen to Bob and I trying to interview the lady for missing persons. That's all I'll say.
Was that bad?
Well, it was so bad it was legendary. How about that?
Yeah.
Number 7 for me on my list of flavors, cherry. There's nothing like a cherry on top. There's nothing like cherry pie. There's nothing like the cherry mash candy bar. The cherry.
Cherry Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Cherry's good.
You had me until the cherry mash candy bar. You can keep that, but the cherries that you put on ice cream and stuff, I buy them by the jar.
Cherry Coke.
Cherry mash at one time in my life, and this goes way back to when I was a kid, was my favorite candy bar. I was disappointed if my mother, when she went to the grocery store, didn't bring back a cherry mash candy bar. Anything? Nothing?
I got nothing.
Crickets?
That was back before they had other candy, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks, Mike. Now you've turned it on me. Number 6 on your list of ELO songs.
Strange Magic.
I thought this might be number 1, honestly. Love this vocal by Jeff Lynne. Of course, we didn't get to the vocal.
Yeah, long intro.
Someday.
Jeff, number 6 on your athletes that you have interviewed list.
Won't be the first time we dip into the Kansas Stars, but I had to include the late, great Hall of Famer Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay. Well, I know who's going to be number 1.
No, you don't.
Oh, I absolutely do.
No, you don't.
Based on the excitement level you had after you interviewed him, if it's not number 1, you're being disingenuous.
Well, he's not the most famous person I've interviewed.
Well, I disagree.
Well, if you think about this show, then you'll come up with somebody more famous.
Well, I can't wait to hear who that is.
I think we interviewed.
Number 5 for me on my list of flavors. And this one might surprise people. But I love pumpkin. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread. I can't get enough pumpkin.
Pumpkin and seeds?
No, those aren't. Those are seeds. Those aren't pumpkin.
Do you like
flavor.
Them, though? I'm trying to figure some things out.
I don't know that
I've
ever had a pumpkin seed.
Okay.
But I love the flavor of pumpkin. Mike, you with me?
Yeah, there's a store at a coffee shop at Town West Mall, and they have the best pumpkin bread. I think it's the Americana Cafe or something like that. They sell coffee. And when they got pumpkin bread, man, it is so good. Pumpkin would actually be higher up on my list.
Yeah, that's making me hungry and longing for pumpkin bread because that's really good. Let's take a break, Max. When we come back, we'll get into our top 5 in these categories. Mike, ELO songs. Jeff, famous athletes he has interviewed. And yours truly... favorite flavors. It's Top 10 Wednesday here on the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Never From Heart, another band I consider to be vastly underrated, like the one Mike is talking about today in our top 10 list, Electric Light Orchestra. Boy, if those two bands ever got together on a tour, I'd follow them all over the world, I think. Let's continue with our top 10 Wednesday list. Mike, go ahead, number five for you on your ELO songs list.
Number five for me might be number one for a lot of folks, but it's five on my list. Don't Bring Me Down.
Hard to argue that, unless you would argue that it should be higher. Jeff, what about you? Famous athletes you've interviewed, number five.
Had to combine a couple just because they're...
No, you can't combine.
Yeah, that's against the rules. I'm not going to make the list so similar that there's no variation, but I combined the two most famous basketball players maybe ever, Jackie Stiles and Lynette Woodard.
When did you interview Lynette Woodard?
She's been on the show.
She has?
Yeah.
I think I was listening to that show.
On this show?
Yes, Lynette Woodard has been on this show.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, funny, I don't remember that very clearly.
That's bizarre.
I sort of do. Was she on when we were doing the 150 for 150?
Probably. That'd be my guess. I don't know for sure.
By the way, that event went by the wayside due to COVID, and I keep thinking about trying to resurrect it. I need... I need positive feedback in the community. That's the only way I'll do that.
Well, I don't know if enough people heard about it.
I don't know if enough people heard about it either. But that's the only way I can get back to it.
All right. Well, we'll have to do a 200 for 200 maybe.
No, we're not doing that. It'll downsize, if anything. For me, number five, I said pumpkin was number six. I think I mentioned it number five, but it was number six. Number five for me, caramel.
It's all right.
Love it.
Yeah. Good flavor.
I love just
sweet for me. I think.
If you combine the have you ever had a caramel sundae?
Yeah,
from Brahms or anything.
It's caramel and butterscotch kind of the same thing. I love butterscotch, but I'm not.
I didn't include butterscotch. Caramel's okay. Less. I like caramel a lot better than butterscotch.
Yeah, and I like turtle sundaes. They put caramel on that.
They put caramel on a lot of things, and it's very good.
Yeah, it's good.
Number four, Mike, on your list of Electric Light Orchestra tunes.
Evil Woman.
What a song. They're musically so rich, you know. They're just they're fun to listen to. Number four for you, Jeff, on famous athletes you've interviewed.
I'm going to go with Pudge Rodriguez.
When did you talk to Pudge Rodriguez?
Did a story on him because one of the Atlanta Braves coaches, Jeff Chedia, I don't think his name, whatever his name was, he nicknamed Pudge Rodriguez Pudge, so did a story about that. Talked to Pudge when he came in with, I believe it was the Tigers at the time. To Atlanta.
Nice effort. Were you nervous? Did you write down a bunch of questions?
He looked like he didn't want anything to do with me, but then he settled in a little bit.
Yeah, the worst example of that for me in my career was Albert Pujols, unfortunately.
They don't want to be bothered a lot of times.
And I made the mistake, which I didn't realize was a mistake, after a game that, of course, Albert was with the Cardinals at the time. They just played in Kansas City. Then I think they'd won the game, but they were at the spread after the game. He was getting his sandwich or food or whatever, and I said, "Albert, do you have a moment? I'd like to ask you a couple questions, something in that regard. Can you see I'm eating or whatever?" He said, "It was deflating."
Ugh,
here I am. I love Albert. And he shot back, "Can you see I'm eating?"
Oh, man, that's the worst. Pudge didn't say anything. He just looked at me suspiciously, and then we had a good conversation.
So I didn't get anything from Albert.
Sorry to hear that. He didn't come back to him?
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
Number four for me on my list of flavors, and this will surprise no one who knows me, lemon. I love lemon pie. I love lemon meringue pie. I love lemon bars. I love lemon drops. You give me a lemon, I'll turn it into a...
Except you don't like lemons.
What do you mean I don't like lemons?
Do you eat lemons?
Nobody eats lemons.
Okay, some people
but
do,
make lemon,
I think.
But you can make lemonade.
My wife is just in a lemonade frenzy right now.
Lemonade's
my
pretty
wife.
Good.
So, yeah, lemon, number four. Number three, Mike...
Okay, number three. Most people have heard this song and they don't know it, and it's an instrumental song by ELO. Well, actually, it's not. This is I'm number three. I was looking at number two. This is Telephone Line. That's number three for me. Telephone Line.
I like Telephone Line.
Man, I want to hear the meat of these songs.
Now Jeff would mock that vocal. I can see it. I can see it in his eyes.
They are very diverse.
I can see it in Jeff's eyes. He wanted to mock that vocal.
I'm sure it got better. Would be my guess.
But that's how well I know you, and you try to pretend like I don't know you.
I didn't say anything about the vocal.
Have you not heard the song before?
I'm sure I have. I don't know.
It's a fantastic song. But I know Jeff well enough that when he heard that high pitch, he was ready to pounce.
It wasn't that high. It wasn't like Bee Gees high.
If you ever pounce on the Bee Gees, I'll knock you out.
All I ever do is pounce on the Bee Gees.
Number three for you on your list of famous athletes you've interviewed.
Combined my Atlanta Braves contingent here because I didn't want to waste four spots, but Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Chipper Jones, and Dale Murphy.
What, are you trying to act like you're some big-timer?
Well, I was there. It's not like I wasn't going to run into
Did you interview him alone? Did you get exclusive interviews with those four?
I definitely interviewed Dale Murphy alone. John Smoltz said, oh, I'll be back, and he never came back, so I never got a one-on-one with him. I did talk to Chipper alone and Glavine alone. So,
did you talk to Chipper when he came to the Kansas Stars?
Yes.
So you've interviewed him a couple times.
Several, actually.
Number three on my list is a no-brainer. Chocolate. It would probably be number one on, let's say 40% of people would say chocolate.
Chocolate's
number
great.
I've got it at number three.
Interested to see. I think I know your number one, which would probably be my number one as well.
I don't think you do know number one.
Yeah, I do.
Nah.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I'll say it right now.
No, don't you dare
say it. Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to ruin every bit of respect you ever had for me, okay? I don't like chocolate.
That's surprising.
I was going to say something, but I'll text it to you.
That's surprising. I don't understand that.
It'll be what I think it is.
It is.
Number two on your list, Mike, of your best ELO songs.
Instrumental, most people have heard if you listen to sports, but I don't know if we'll get to it in this play right here, but Fire on High. There it is.
Used to be the Sports Daily theme.
I like that. A lot of energy in that.
Yeah, great song.
Number two, Jeff, famous athletes you have interviewed.
The only one of the Kansas Stars that called me from a restricted number, block number. Roger Clemens, the Rocket.
Oh.
Well, he's probably too busy shooting up to call on a regular
phone. He's 53 years old.
Does that make any sense at all?
It did not.
Well, don't you?
I want to shout out to the people I was in the presence of that I didn't get to interview, but they had me on their, like, you know, watch, Barry Bonds watch, Pedro Martinez watch, Ken Griffey Jr. watch. Never got to speak to those gentlemen.
What do you mean watch?
Like, go watch or go talk to Pedro after he throws his bullpen because he was coming back from an injury. Go see what Griffey has to say because he's the
biggest. They didn't talk to you?
Oh, I was part of a contingent with Griffey, and I didn't ask a question because it's Ken Griffey freaking Jr., and what am I going to say? And Barry Bonds did not avail himself to the media that day, but I was in the clubhouse with him.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Number two on my list of my favorite flavors, and this is another one. This place over here makes an incredible cinnamon muffin as well as cinnamon rolls, and cinnamon is just phenomenal. That's what you thought was number one, isn't it?
No.
Any thoughts on cinnamon, Mike?
I love cinnamon. Absolutely love it. Cinnamon bread, you know, do cinnamon toast. I love cinnamon. That would be
Who can forget Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young?
Yeah.
Number two on your list, Mike.
I just got number two on my list.
Let's go to number one. Here we are. Mike Furches with his all-time favorite ELO song.
1972, as a young man, preteen, 12 years old, I was out doing things I shouldn't have been. Actually, I was 13, doing things I shouldn't have done. Came in late at night, laid down and watched Don Kirshner's Midnight Special and saw Electric Light Orchestra do the song Roll Over Beethoven, and my life was changed.
They do that very well.
Better than anybody.
Boy, I'm looking forward to seeing the reprise band now in June. Can't wait. Number two for you.
Dinner.
Yeah, we have to do that. Yeah. We'll see if Jeff wants to go. I know he won't.
Yeah.
See, that's terrible. Number one on your list of athletes you've interviewed who are famous.
Met him in Hawaii at the Maui Invitational.
Jerry West.
Later had him on the show thanks to Raymond Ritter, Jerry.
What do you mean thanks
West,
to Raymond Ritter?
The logo.
How about thanks to me?
No, thanks to Raymond Ritter.
Who went through Raymond Ritter?
You did.
So that was the next.
But it's not like get me Jerry West. It's like, is there anyone we can interview? And he gave us Jerry West, and we're very grateful. And we have
about time for Raymond Ritter to step up for us again.
Yeah, right in the middle of the playoffs.
Number one on my list of my favorite flavors should be an easy one for people. Strawberry.
Yeah, duh.
Love strawberry flavor. I need to get more straw. The problem with strawberries is that they spoil too quickly. So you gotta, you know, you buy a tub full of strawberries and you gotta eat them pretty quickly.
Yes, you do, but you can eat a bunch of them at a time. That's good.
Yes, you can. But really, you don't want a bunch of them at a time.
I do. Orange didn't make your list?
Orange was close, didn't make it.
Lemon made it, but not lemon lime.
No, not lime. Mike, any thoughts as we go to break?
Just folks, have a great week. Beautiful weather outside. Get outside, enjoy. Get some exercise.
All right. Good to talk with you. Thanks, Mike.
You too.
As well.
Addison Bernard joins us from Wichita State Softball. I presume, Addison, and welcome to the show, first of all. We're thrilled to have you on. I presume you just found out you were the conference player of the year. Is that correct, or did you know ahead of time?
Our coaches told us a few hours before it released, but yeah, I just found out a couple hours ago.
So I got to know your reaction to that. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I was very surprised, but I mean, it's a great feeling and I'm glad that has been a part of my journey. But now I'm ready to kick some butt in conference. So, yeah.
I'll talk about one more individual thing just before we get to the team stuff. I know that's important to you, but you were National Player of the Year several times, Player of the Week several times this year. Do you think you have a chance at National Player of the Year? Is that something that matters to you?
So there was a list of 25 players or some of the top players, and one of my teammates is on it, Sid McKinney. So I think that's awesome. I don't think I would have a run at it this year. I think it would be a goal in the next few years. I mean, always working to be my best, so I think that'd be a goal in the next few years. But, you know, yeah.
Addison Bernard is joining us from Wichita State Softball. 30 home runs, 77 RBIs this season, a .409 batting average. She leads the nation in home runs and RBIs, and I don't know if it's fair to compare you, but you're not a big person. You don't look necessarily like someone who should lead the nation in home runs. And the all-time Shocker baseball home run leader is a man by the name of Mark Standiford. I don't know if you've even ever heard of Mark Standiford, but I would ask you to look him up. He was not a big guy either, but he generated tremendous power with his wrists. Is that kind of your game as well? Tell us about how you manufacture all this power that you do.
Yeah, obviously I'm not very big, you know, 5'6". But honestly, I think I just work on, like, all the power in my arms. So my swing has been known to be a lot of arms, not a lot of legs. So I think a lot of power comes from my forearms and up, so... Yeah.
That's kind of how he was. It came from his forearms and his wrists, and you can generate a lot of power like that, obviously.
Right.
How did that develop for you? Because you have some speed, too. You use your speed to damage opponents as well. So how did the power develop? Or was speed kind of the second thing you noticed you were really good at? How did that develop for you?
You know, growing up, I kind of always did, I mean, all the sports, which was including track. So I did participate in track and go to state and whatnot. But I think it kind of comes from genetics, because my mom has a very similar stature where she's just very muscular in that kind of sense. So I kind of just developed that. And then once I got to college, I kind of capitalized on my arm strength and working on my speed as well.
Talking with Addison Bernard, Wichita State sophomore from Beatrice, Nebraska. So last year you hit 22 home runs, 61 RBIs, which was a phenomenal season in and of itself. You've improved both numbers this year and hitting for a much higher average. At some point it becomes, how do you get better? How do you continue to scale up the wall of improvement? Do you have an answer for that, or would you be satisfied to kind of get to this level and kind of maintain it?
I mean, looking into like the next years and stuff, I'm not really worried about stats and that kind of stuff. So one thing I kind of like always gone with is the stronger I am, the less pretty my swing has to be. So, I mean, just getting in the weight room and continue to develop my speed as well, just so I can be all around effective player.
How close did you feel like last weekend you were to taking that series from Central Florida, and how much do you want another shot of them? Obviously,
well, she said she wants to go kick their butt.
Yeah, so there's some games you got to win to get Central Florida again. How eager are you for that?
Yeah, I think our whole team's just pumped. You know, we can't overlook things, so we got to take one game at a time and get past the first round, and then we have if things go as we think, we have a really tough second round against our conference national player. And so we just have to not overlook anyone, you know. So we have to get past that first game, and then we would love another shot at UCF for the title.
We were talking, and Addison Bernard is our guest, we were talking earlier in the show about how big that series was, Wilkins Stadium packed for all three games. Shockers win the first game. And then we made the acknowledgement that you got to give UCF a lot of credit for coming back and winning those next two games in a hostile atmosphere. What makes them as good as they are?
They're very good defensively, and they got two of the top pitchers in our conference. And so that makes them really good and hard to score on. And also, like, everyone in their lineup is very quick. So they take a lot of extra bases, you know, can put down a bunt at any time, pop it over your head. So that's what makes it so hard, because they always find a way to get on base.
So it's really two different styles that come together when you play them, right?
Right, it is.
So tell us about last year, and it obviously has been a year now, but getting to go to Norman in that atmosphere, is that something that you feel like you can recapture even if you get sent to Norman again? Will it ever feel as electric as the first time playing in that postseason environment?
I think my first year in postseason, it was just crazy, you know. Being able to play on TV and that kind of stuff and giving them a really close first game, that was amazing. So I think going to postseason would be just as exciting, but I don't know if it would ever be the same as the first time, just because, you know, it was the first time I ever got to experience that.
So are you in Greenville now?
Yep, we are.
So take us, I presume you've already practiced today. Take us through what you do before the game against Memphis tomorrow afternoon.
Yep. So today we had our practice. We get a certain time on defense and then a certain time in the cages. We did just hitting and fielding, and then we went into the cages, working on the machine, watching video off their pitchers, and just kind of taking us back to those games we faced against them, preparing for their pitchers, and just getting us, our hitters, feeling good again.
Well, good stuff. You've had an amazing season. It's not over yet. You don't want it to be over for a little while, but already named the American Athletic Conference Player of the Year for 2022. Addison Bernard from Beatrice, Nebraska. Thank you, Addison.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Shockers, Memphis tomorrow afternoon, as that tournament in Greenville, North Carolina, gets underway.
Yeah, it'll be one we'll have our eye on. I'm a little disappointed I wasn't able to get out there this past weekend.
Did you make an attempt?
While the Windsors were in town, and I was on that. But, you know, stuff happens.
Well, it does happen, and there was a time in my life when I would have been out there covering it as a columnist at the Wichita Eagle.
Same, only not as a columnist.
So, you know, I didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
I'm no longer in that realm.
I don't think the Shockers are going anywhere for a while.
You know, I've been retired now more than 5 years.
How about that? May?
April of 2017. April 28th was my last day.
Time goes fast, doesn't it?
It does go fast.
Crazy.
It just seems like yesterday in some ways. In other ways, it seems like 25 years.
I feel you. I was looking up my past articles that I've written to see if I'd interviewed anyone really famous. And some of this stuff, it's like 7, 8 years ago. And it's like, well, I was living, I was married. So not a whole lot has changed, I guess, in my life. But the time is just gone now. I don't know where it went, what happened to it.
We do the best we can.
We try to.
That's what we try to do. And it's a grind. It can be a grind.
Occasionally. But we try to overcome that.
Well, we do. But, you know, sometimes it's hard.
My team is not playing tonight because of COVID. We're in the middle of 2022, and
my team's
still
playing tonight, and I can look forward to great tweets about how somebody hit a double when we're down 9-1.
Who we got? It's still the Orioles.
Still the Orioles. Game two. You know, the Cardinals and any team will take you through an emotional roller coaster. Baseball's unlike any. It's really the only sport I follow to this degree. On a daily, day-to-day basis where you're focused on one team and everything that team does on a daily basis affects you. And I'm not sure that's a good thing.
And you just can't count on anything from one day to the next. That's what makes baseball hard. Like, Mike Trout can go for 5 with 3 strikeouts, and you never know what you're getting.
Well, that's part of the appeal of baseball.
I know, but, like, I want to revel in a game like a couple nights ago, longer than 24 hours, you know, and then the next night.
No, you never can.
I know. It's kind of tough.
Now, that 17-game winning streak for the Cardinals late last season in September, that's some of the best. That made, you know, my car broke down during that winning streak. Are you aware of that? In Omaha.
But I know that I've had a 22-game winning streak, so I
yeah, but
the, I know
your
sort
team
of
didn't
how
do
feel.
Anything with it.
Neither did yours.
What do you mean? We made the playoffs.
So did Cleveland that year.
Yeah, but it doesn't resonate anymore.
Oh, okay.
Nobody talks about it in Cleveland. They're too busy buying parkas.
I don't know what that means.
That's what, you don't need to know what it means.
I know. I will never explore what it means either.
You know, some of the best humor that my protege put out there.
Your protege. The guy who took you under his wing, Don Rickles.
Put out there, very often, I don't know what that means. And that's something that Ted Woodward and I do. I don't know what that means. I miss Teddy.
Well, go hang out with him.
Maybe we'll get him on the show.
I think we should.
We haven't had him on in a while.
What would he talk about?
Everything.
Like what?
Everything under the sun. He should be part of our pop culture mix. Do you follow him on Facebook? Ted works hard. You should become friends
with
Ted.
I'm sure we are friends. I don't know if
his stuff... Well, he posts stuff about old movies and actors.
I don't know if
his
stuff shows up in my feed.
Well, you need to... If it's not, it's because you blocked him.
I haven't blocked him.
Have you blocked Ted Woodward?
There's an algorithm. Of course I haven't blocked Ted Woodward, but not everybody's stuff shows up.
Well, that's a shame if you have.
It's awful.
We'll be back with our waning moments of a Wednesday show after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.